Uncle Sam presents Wings to Victory. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. Roy Thomas, USA. The story of an air fight above the Guadalcanal jungle and how Lieutenant John Myers and Sergeant Lee McCarthy, after bailing out, proved that flyers are good men against the Japs even when they fight as infantry. Ladies and gentlemen, the Army Air Forces present Wings to Victory, a dramatization of American heroism based on combat reports from the fighting fronts. For obvious reasons, the names of characters in these true stories are fictitious. It was 23:30. That's Army time for 11:30 at night, when the Japs opened fire. The night was hot and inky black, and you couldn't tell where Henderson Field stopped and the Guadalcanal jungle began, except for the rifle flashes among the trees. Lieutenant John Myers was asleep in his tent when the attack began, and he had just come to full consciousness of what was going on when the tent flaps parted, and a voice said, "Hey, Lieutenant."
"Yes?"
"You better get out of here."
"What's going on?"
"I don't know yet. You're supposed to go to a dugout, though. Are you coming?"
"All right, let's go."
"Hey, those old nips are cutting loose. There must be a lot of them."
"Hey, which way are you going?" "The dugout's over the other way."
"I don't like that one. Too close to the hangars. If they fly over and start dropping stuff, that's the first place they'll hit. You stick with me, Lieutenant. I'll show you how to keep alive."
"Go ahead, I'm with you."
"Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to bust our lines over at the south. Ah, they won't do it. Our boys have been waiting for them. Here, this is it. Duck your head."
"Anyone else in here?"
"I guess not. It ain't much of a dugout, but it's better than that tent of yours. Canvas never stopped any slug. Hey, you ain't been out here very long, have you?"
"Oh, 2 weeks."
"You ever been shot at before?"
"Oh, not on the ground."
"Plenty in the air, though, huh?"
"Yeah, several times. Had an aileron shot away, first time up out here."
Before you got onto the ropes, probably."
"Well, that's right. Hey, what's your name?"
"Sergeant Fisher. Mike Fisher. I'd be out there with the boys if I'd used my head. I went out with a detail to clean some snipers out of a grove and got foolish. Walked out in the open and one got me."
"Bad?"
"Ah, through the wrist." "How do you like that, through the wrist? They got me on the sick list. I'm walking wounded, hanging around camp like a stray hound. Say, Lieutenant, did you ever get scared when you're up there in the air shooting and getting shot at?"
"Yes, can't help it. Never heard of a pilot going into a fight yet who wasn't."
"You know, I've seen a lot of air fights since I've been down here. Other places, too. And there's something I wondered about a lot of times."
"Oh, what's that?"
"Well, now, I don't mean this personal, Lieutenant. But I wonder if you guys who look so brave up there when you got a fast ship to fight with and plenty of room to run, I wonder if you do as good fighting on the ground. You ever thought of that?"
"Well, I can't say that I have. It seems to me that you're
now,
getting..."
"Now, look, Lieutenant, don't get me wrong. Don't get sore. I just asked a question, that's all."
"Well, what makes you think we couldn't take it on the ground?"
"I didn't say you couldn't. I said I wonder, see? I just wonder. You've never been in a jungle, have you? Fighting on your belly with ants crawling in your eyes and knowing if you make a move, the Japs will spot you. You never done that, have you?"
"No, but I think any one of us could hold up his end of a fight like that. A fight's a fight, whether it's in the sky, in the jungle, or in the back alley."
"You know, you could make me sweat for this. Shooting off my mouth to an officer."
"Forget it, Fisher. Go on, talk."
"Ah, you're still sore."
"I said forget it."
"Well, okay. But I wasn't talking about you when I said
I
that.
I know, but it's your idea that the man who fights in a plane has it easy."
"Oh, I didn't say anybody had it easy. No, all I said was
that... a pilot might be good up there with a lot of guns and a lot of horsepower, but put him on the ground under fire and he'd turn yellow."
"Well, that ain't what I said,
but..." "That's what you meant, wasn't it?"
"Well, it ain't what I meant. It's what I wondered."
"Same thing."
"Okay. I guess I should have kept my mouth shut."
"Well, you don't have to worry, Sergeant. This conversation's between us. I wouldn't pass your ideas around too freely, but what you think is your own business. Let's leave it there."
Hi, Ace.
Hello, Mac. Is Mabel all set?
Will be, soon as they quit messing with those rear guns. Motor sounds okay. Hey, man, the dawn's early light don't look so good on you. What's wrong, Johnny?
With me? Nothing. Could use some sleep, that's all. Fireworks last night didn't help any.
It was all over by 12. Didn't bother me any. Come on, let's go snap us a jab.
What time is it?
5 minutes to go. Ship's all warm. Hey, what's the matter with you? You worried about something? You sure packing a grim look on your puss?
Quit worrying about how I look. Get up in your cage and let's shove off.
No, you sure you feel all right? I'm not kidding, Johnny.
I feel fine and stop talking about it. Now, go on, get up topside quick, Johnny.
Maybe it's your liver.
I'll give you three to
get up. Okay, okay. Let's go do some business. Coming along?
You'd look pretty funny flying this thing alone from back there. Coming up. Well, how you doing, Pegasus? Got your phones on?
Yep.
Am I coming through on the system?
Here is a bell. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, Mac, testing. Am I ringing in your ears?
You're okay, Mac.
Hold it, Johnny. Here comes the chief.
I wonder what's on his mind.
New course, probably. Never fails.
Lieutenant Myers.
Yes, sir?
Last minute change in your orders. Keep to the coastline and follow up the coastline D. It's possible the enemy put through the shore last night. Keep an eye on the beach.
Okay.
These flights will pick you up on their way in. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
Just a couple of beachcombers, that's us. The Rover boys and their flying surfboard.
All right, funny man, you all lashed up?
Tighter than Saturday night in Coney Island.
Then let's get rolling. Hold on to your bonnet. We're off for the races. Hey, Mac.
Yeah?
Hey, you asleep?
Nope.
You see anything?
Nope. Same old beach, same old jungle.
Yeah.
We've been over this stretch so many times, I know all the crabs and clams by their first names. The clams, he learned their language by the beach of Gitche-Gumee. Just call me Hiawatha McCarthy. Hey, where's Sea Flight? I hope they was going to pick us up on the way back.
Oh, they were supposed to. Maybe they found business to attend to.
Yeah. Well, we go home alone. Did you bring your mad money?
Hey, Mac, look what's coming across the island.
Where?
Left, about 20.
Huh? Oh, a bomber. One of ours, eh?
Look again, Mac. It's a Mitzi. One of the big ones.
Yeah, I see him. Oh, brother, we're in the sun and he don't see us. Hallelujah!
Take it easy now, Mac. I'm going to hit him from the front and make him turn. Wait till he heels over and then let him have it in the belly. You set?
All set, Pappy. Let her unwind.
There he goes, Mac. Give it to him.
Why, the dirty double crosser.
Next time, try it with your eyes open. You didn't even scare him.
That was just a warm-up. The second time's the charm.
All right. Come on, get on him now.
This is it, brother.
Oh, you hit him, Mac.
Hit him? I riddled him. Come on, burn, you buzzard, burn!
He's out of control.
How do you know?
Hey, one more crack to make sure, and I'll make it good.
Attaboy, this time we're getting loose.
Hey, Mac!
Johnny, I'm hit.
Bad?
Yeah, pretty bad. Where's the jab?
He's going down. Hey, and so are we. Oh, I was a chump. The tail gunner got us pulled. Hey, Mac!
Yeah?
We aren't going to make the beach. I'm going to set it down in the trees. Cover up. Watch yourself now. Mac. Mac.
Huh? Oh, Johnny. Did we make it all right?
Well, not exactly all right, but we made it. How do you feel?
Like I got lead in my belly. Where's Mabel?
Piled up back there in the trees. Hey, can you sit up?
Oh, sure. Hey, what are these? Where'd these come from?
Are the bandages? I put them on while you were knocked out.
But they're on my leg.
Well, that's where you were hit. Not in the stomach.
Oh.
That was one lucky break.
How about the Jap?
I don't know. I saw him crash somewhere around here. I was too busy to pay much attention. Here, put your arm around my shoulder. See if you can stand up on that other leg.
Oh.
You're going to make it?
Yeah. I'm a little groggy, but I'll be okay.
Good.
How are we going to get back? Me with this busted pin.
Well, there's a native village down the coast a ways. If we can get to that, we'll be all right. Come on, let's try it.
Okay, but I'll tell you now, it's going to be slow going. Hey.
Down, Mac. Get low.
What was that? Who's shooting?
Here, sit back against the trunk of this tree.
But what's the idea? There ain't no Japs on this part of the island.
You mean there were no Japs? Apparently some of that bomber's filthy spawn got out alive. Hey, where's your pistol?
Huh? Oh, hey, it's gone. It must have bounced clear when we hit.
Well, we still have mine. Drag some leaves down off the bush, Mac.
All right.
Put them around you like camouflage and get ready to spend the day. For the first time since you and I hit this island, we're going to do our fighting on the ground.
All that day, Lieutenant Myers and his wounded gunner lay low in the dense jungle undergrowth. They had no way of knowing how many of the Jap bomber's crew had escaped the crash, and so there was nothing to do but watch and wait for the enemy to make the first move, reveal his strength. During the morning, the Jap fire came always from the same direction, but as the light in the jungle began to fade with late afternoon, the bullets that snapped at the leaves around their heads were coming from new positions. Lieutenant Myers peered through the cover of foliage and strained his eyes against a patchwork of shadows to find the source of the fire.
See him?
Yeah, I think I got him spotted.
Him? You mean there's only one?
Pretty sure of it, Mac. The guy's trying to make us think he's twins by moving around out there.
Oh.
There's only one gun firing. I'll bet on it.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let him have it. That .45 ain't no water pistol.
Now, don't get yourself in a fluster. With a handful of ammunition we've got, I'm not going to take any chance of wasting it. It's a long way home. Just in case you'd forgotten.
Forgotten? Get you. What do you think I've been thinking about all day? I was never a pessimist, but, brother, I'm wishing I'd led a better life. Straighten out my leg, will you?
Worse?
It ain't any better.
Yeah.
There he goes again. His aim's getting better, too. I could feel the wind of that one.
If you don't keep your head down, you're going to feel more than the wind. Here, take the gun.
What's the idea?
Well, that Nip's circling around us, trying to get between us and the shore. He probably thinks we're hurt or unarmed because we haven't returned his fire. Anyway, that's what I hope he thinks.
What are you going to do?
Try to get around behind him and put him out of business. Now, you keep down out of sight.
Hey, wait a minute. You ain't going to tackle that monkey alone. I'm going with you.
No, you're not. You're staying here.
Lying in this stinking swamp like a wounded duck. You're nuts.
Shut up, Mac. This is no time to argue. That Jap out there is going to kill us both if he can. It's either him or us. And I want it to be him. Now, keep down and don't move. If you let him plug you before I get to him, I'll come back and wring your neck.
All right. But what are you leaving the gun with me for?
In case he gets wise that you're alone, tries to rush you.
What are you going to do?
I'll figure that out when I get to him. I'm shoving off. See you later, Mac. That's it. That's it. You slant-eyed monkey. Just keep looking that way. Easy. Easy now. Just hold it. Nice and still. Hold it. Hold it. I got him. I got him.
Johnny, that you?
That's me, Mac. Put the gun down.
Did you get him?
Yes, I got him.
Attaboy, you okay? Hey, what's wrong with your arm?
That's broken, I think.
Oh, no.
I got to him without his seeing me all right, but when I jumped him, we both fell. I don't know what happened. I was flying blind. I brought back his automatic and his cartridge belt. You can use him. This pack of rations. Mostly rice, probably, but it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, Mac. Let's head for that village. I want to make it before dark.
Well, wait a minute. Take it easy now. What about that left arm?
I can't do anything for it here. Come on, grab hold of me. Oh, you hurt bad.
I've been sitting still too long. Oh, brother.
Put your weight in my right shoulder. That's it. Now, you're going to be able to navigate?
After a fashion, Pappy, after a fashion. Lead away.
Okay.
Boy, we got ourselves into a jackpot this time, right? This is going to sound great telling the guys back at Henderson about if we ever get back.
Quit talking like that, Mac. We're going to get back.
From now on, it's going to be easy.
Sure, it's going to be easy. Walking through this lousy jungle, both of us shot up and busted up. Easy, sure, nothing to it.
All we have to do is get to that village on the coast. We can get a boat there, and tomorrow morning we'll have a couple of natives paddle us up the line. We'll be back with the boys by tomorrow night.
I hope you're right. What did you do before you got in this man's army, Johnny? Work for the hometown Chamber of Commerce?
Why?
You sound like the original everything is going to be fine and dandy, boyette. Take it easy. This pin of mine is starting to burn like fire.
Well, don't put any weight on it. Hey, lean on my shoulder. That's it. Can make it any easier?
A little. How much further to the village?
Not far. Seemed like it was right under us when we tangled with the bomber.
This place stinks. Wet, green, stinking hole. Hot and stinking. Now I know what an ant feels like walking in the grass at home. You see, that's a jungle to him, just like this. I'm beginning to feel sick, Johnny.
Try not to think about it. You'll be all right when we get to the village.
It's getting dark. It is getting dark, isn't it? It's not just my eyes.
No, it's getting along toward evening. Look out.
What was that?
Just a lizard or something went across the path. Hey, come on.
Oh, brother, it looked as big as a crocodile. Oh, baby, if I ever get back in an airplane again, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Going to be a righteous man, Johnny. Sure. Pure as the driven snow I'm going to be.
Yeah.
All I ask is just to get back. Just this once. Just let me get back in that rear cockpit with the fresh air all around and that old motor beating them out sweet and smooth up there in front.
Sure, you'll be back in there. A little time to get that leg patched up and you'll be flying again. Quit worrying.
Boy, will I be glad to see that village and get out of the swamp forest. Any minute, I expect to hear somebody calling Chloe.
I think we're about at the end of our run, Mac.
Huh? What do you mean?
Look, the trees are thinning out ahead. Hey, you can see the water.
But it is. It is the water. There's the village. Jackson, we're in. We're practically home.
Sure, the old luck didn't let us down.
Oh,
I knew we weren't far from this hamlet. Hey, Mac. Easy. Don't shove against that arm.
Oh, sorry. Oh. How does it feel?
I can't move it, but it doesn't hurt so much now.
Oh, gosh, getting out of that rotten jungle. I'm feeling better already.
Yeah.
Hot, that open air. Hey, Johnny, what's this? Look at the village.
Uh-oh. Looks as if it's been abandoned.
No, there must be somebody around it. There's got to be.
Oh, they really wrecked those huts. Somebody must have laid a barrage in here, but good.
Wait, there's an old guy coming up from the beach. We're okay, they probably just moved the town to a new spot. Hey, Jackson, come here.
Oh, it's good to see a human being that's not an enemy, even if it is a fuzzy-headed native with a bone in his nose.
He ain't afraid. He's coming over.
Hello. Where other men, all your kind?
All people, my kind, run way in hills. Some die.
Not so good, huh?
Why your people run away?
Japanese man come. Many boats. Shoot. House burn. My people run away quick time. You Yankee man?
Yes. Hurt bad. Look for house.
House all gone. Yankee man run quick time far away. Japanese man come. Kill him, Yankee man, quick.
Does he mean the Japs are coming back?
When Japanese man come?
Night time. Many come. Many boats. Kill him, Yankee man.
Looks like the Japs are coming in here at night and putting troops ashore.
See if there's a boat around here we can have.
You have boat, we buy them.
No boat. Japanese man all same take them away.
Mac. Looks like our hopes of getting help here in the village have gone bust. Well, we can't stay here tonight. That's a cinch.
Ask him where he lives. Maybe we can put up for the night with him.
That's a chance. Where your house?
House gone. Live in hills long way.
Oh, that's what I was afraid of.
I go now. Japanese man come soon. Night time come. Many boats come.
Well, There goes the village. Now we're really stymied. What do we do now?
It doesn't look as if we have any choice. If we stay here, we starve or get ourselves captured by the Japs. The only other thing to do is head down the shore toward Henderson.
You mean try to walk back?
Can you think of any other way?
But it's 40 miles, maybe more. Me with this leg and you and your busted arm, we wouldn't get 5 miles.
Do you want to stay here and let the Nips get you?
No, but...
All right, then. Kick out of that stall and let's get moving.
Okay, Jackson. 40 miles dragging down this lousy beach. They'll find our bones bleaching in the sun. 40 miles dragging down this lousy beach. 40 miles.
Come on, Mac. Pick him up, boy.
Quit your kidding. I'm about done. I can't go any further.
Just to that next curve in the beach. Maybe there'll be a boat.
Next curve in the beach. Just beyond the next point. You're going beyond them all, and there's always nothing. Nothing but water and sand and jungle.
Mac, you aren't going to crack up on me now.
2 days. 2 days now eating that stinking Japs fish and rice and walking. This leg, it's hurting so it's tearing me apart.
I know, but if we stop now, we'll never get going again. Try to make it a little farther.
Oh, I can't, Johnny. I'm washed up. I'm all washed up. Let me sit down. Oh, yeah, just let me sit here.
Hey, Mac.
Huh?
Look what's coming.
Hey. It's one of the guys. They're looking for us.
Hey, over this way! The mallet head's dragging the jungle. Hey, let me get my shirt off. Wave something. Make him look over here. Hey, give me a hand, Mac, quick.
You never liked that shirt anyway. Wave and make him see it.
Over here, you fathead! Over here!
Oh, see us. That does it. That's all we needed.
Take it easy. He'll be coming back.
Yeah, on the other side of the island, probably. Figures he's covered this side. He's looking for the plane anyway, not us. We're jinxed, Johnny. That's what's the matter. This time they got the Indian sign on us right.
Stop talking like that, Mac. Well, by this time tomorrow, we'll be back in camp and everything will be rosy.
Sure. How are we going to get there? You got a flying carpet in your pocket?
We're going to keep on going, just the way we have been. Either someone picks us up or we make it under our own power. But one way or another, we're going to get there.
Maybe you are, brother, but not me. I'm done up. This is the end of the line.
You don't know what you're saying. Come on, Mac, get up.
I'm not moving. For the first time in my life, I'm comfortable.
You're going to get up. Now, come on, you big ape, before I crown you, broken leg and all.
Let go of me. I'm not going.
Get up, I said. You stay here and we're finished. You're out of food and out of water. You get bogged down now and we're sunk. Come on.
I can't do it.
You are doing it. Now, stand up. Grab my shoulder. Oh, not on the arm.
I'm sorry, Johnny. I forgot.
Holy smoke.
Where'd those come from?
Up the beach. The Japs tracked us in the sand. Get in the trees, quick. Come on.
I can't go any faster.
In here, under the leaves.
Quit shoving.
Well, get out of sight.
You still got the guns? Give me that Japs gun.
Yeah, here. And wait till they get close.
Yeah. There they come. The dirty little weasels. Five of them.
There's six. And one coming along the edge of the trees.
Well, here we go, Jackson. The chips are down.
How do you feel?
Better. Better now that we got a chance to shoot at these monkeys. Old Mac ain't going to let you down, Johnny. We're going out, maybe. But we're going to have company.
Move over. Give me room to get my arm up here.
Hey, they've spotted our tracks from up the beach. Watch it. Watch it. Here they come.
All right. Let them have it. There's one down.
And he ain't getting up either.
They got us spotted now. Keep down.
Squirming up on their bellies. That guy's trying to lower the boom on us. I'm going to blast clean out of the sand.
Too high. He's still coming.
A stinking horse pistols. They ain't no good against rifles. Johnny.
What?
Make a break for it. Back through the jungle.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. You can make it. No sense in us both copping it.
Quit playing hero and watch those Japs. That one on the right's getting close.
Well, I blew sand in his eyes anyway. I...
Oh.
Johnny. Johnny, where'd it get you?
Oh, through the side here. Just a creaser, I think. Knocked the wind out of me. Hey, where's the gun? I must have dropped it.
Never mind. Take it easy. Johnny.
Johnny, look! It's our boy, the guy that passed us up. He's found us. Attaboy, come on, baby, give it to him.
It's Hank in the P-38. Pour it into him, Hank.
Look at him scatter. Holy jump, not to sit down. Hey, get a load of what's coming in from sea. One of our landing barges, Johnny. We got help from everywhere. We're as good as home.
It looks that way, all right. Oh,
what's the matter? You're not going to pass out now.
No, I'm all right. Just a little beat up. Look, Mac, will you wake me up when those guys from the landing barge get here?
Lieutenant, you're going to be all right.
What's going on?
Why, you're getting yourself a boat ride home, remember?
Oh, yeah. Where was Matt?
Over there. Poor man's working on his leg. Got a bad wound.
He's going to be okay, though, isn't he?
Oh, sure. Probably be laid up for a few months, though.
Oh.
You know, you didn't do so bad yourself. One shot clipped you in the side. But where'd you get that broken arm?
That's a long story. I'll tell you about it sometime.
You all right, Jack?
Seems to be.
Hello, Lieutenant. Remember me? Mike Fisher.
Oh, yes. You're the sergeant. One I talked to in the dugout.
That's right.
What are you doing on this buggy ride?
I got special leave to come along. The colonel was dead set against it, but I talk fast.
Well, what was the idea?
I just wanted to come along, that's all. As soon as I heard they found you fellas and was going to send a boat for you, I got me down to the dock.
How'd they find us?
Oh, Hank did it. He flew up this afternoon looking for you. I guess he must have landed somewhere up near a village to ask around among the natives, because he radioed back. He said some old boy had seen the two of you heading down the beach.
Yeah, I know who he talked to. How'd you fellas here in the barge know where we were?
Oh, we didn't. We just got going. Followed the shore until we seen Hank diving and shooting at something on the beach. It was them Japs that had you backed into the trees. And Mac over there, well, he told me what you did for him.
Did he?
You know, I came along on this trip because of what we were talking about that night there in the dugout. Well, I wanted to see if a guy who can fight in a plane has what it takes to fight on the ground.
Well, did you find out?
I sure did, Lieutenant. I just got to say one thing, though.
Yeah?
What's Lieutenant, that? You sure win an argument the hard way.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Roy Thomas, USA. That's the story of Lieutenant John Myers and Sergeant Lee McCarthy. One more chapter in the glorious legend being written by the men of our Army Air Forces in the South Pacific, on the African front, wherever our white star flies against the enemies of free men. The names of Lieutenant Myers and Sergeant McCarthy are fictitious, but the characters, the skill to which they've been trained, the strength of their will and their purpose, all these are very, very real. Myers and McCarthy came through because they typify the kind of flying, fighting soldiers in our air forces today. Just a few short months ago, these men were winning their wings as pilots, bombardiers, or gunners at Westover or Selma or Luke, at Randolph, Kelly, or Maxwell Field. Throughout their training, they were given the finest instruction by the finest teachers with the finest material ever shaped to the struggle for freedom. Today, in the three great training centers of the Gulf Coast, the Southeast, and the West Coast, thousands more of America's young sons are learning what it means to be a member of the Army Air Forces. They are the one best hope of victory. They are following the trail of glory blazed by names like General Millard F. Harmon, General George C. Kenney, and General Claire Chennault. Our aviation cadets will fly that course straight and through to the ultimate victory high in the sky above Rome, above Berlin, and over Tokyo. Been listening to Wings to Victory, presented by the Army Air Forces. The script was written by Paul Webb through the cooperation of the Hollywood Writers Mobilization. This war service program came to you from the West Coast. Sergeant Hal Gibney speaking. This is the Blue Network,